Next, we're going to check on the confidence that the Federal Reserve and others have been trying to restore on Wall Street. All those recent interest rate cuts and other moves were designed in part to bring calm. To get one person's read on whether it's working, we've called Bethany McLean. She's editor-at-large for Fortune Magazine. Welcome to the program once again.
Thanks for having me.
Why do you think you see a lot of fear still, right now, even after all the actions of the Fed?
Because people aren't sure whether it will work and whether the Fed really has the tools to control the panic in the market right now. And people are afraid of the consequences of the Fed's actions, meaning inflation and a falling dollar. The market is moving very much on emotion because we really are in uncharted waters.
And when you say uncharted waters, as you did, what's uncharted? What are the unknowns?
We've created this financial system of mammoth complexity, and I think people are just beginning to come to terms with how complex the system that we've created is and how little even the architects of that system understand it. The markets today are just immensely more complex than they were even a decade ago.
You know, the Treasury Secretary has pointed out more than once that even in a bad market where there's lots of foreclosures, you have more than 90% of people making payments on their houses, which means these mortgage-backed securities, it would seem, most of them, even if they lose a little bit of money, they're not going to lose everything. Wouldn't there be some basis of reality or some basis of a fundamental value of different securities and different stocks that would give a floor to all this, that would give some sense of proportion to all this? You might lose some money, but you don't have to lose everything.
Absolutely. The problem that magnifies that was the widespread use of leverage, so of debt. So when you have even a little bit of fundamental value, if somebody has borrowed, say, 20 times, which some hedge funds did against that value, it doesn't take much wiping out of the value to wipe out the entire thing.
Well, now, wait a minute. This is complicated, but I want to try to explain this or talk through a hypothetical transaction. You talked about leverage.
Mm-hmm.
Say a guy on Wall Street has $1 million to invest.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say borrowing 20 times that amount, what he might do is take that $1 million, borrow another $20 million, and spend that $21 million investment on one of these mortgage-backed securities. So virtually no money down. And then you're saying when that security gets a little shaky, all of a sudden his creditor is demanding his money, he's having trouble making his payments on it, and he doesn't have any flexibility. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
And so you end up in a situation where even a little bit of uncertainty in the mortgage market multiplies and you have people collapsing and firms going down the drain.
Correct.
And this has been multiplied by, this isn't a matter of $1 million investment, we're talking about billions and billions of dollars here?
You're talking about an awful lot of money, and that's why it's the debt in the system that causes things to become inherently shaky, and it was just debt throughout the system. So that's why you have the magnification effect, if you will.
So do you believe that Wall Street has, in the last few months, begun to change the way it does business in any fundamental way?
And at the time of every crisis, you hear talk about how we need a different kind of regulation, about how Wall Street's risk management systems failed, and now it's going to be different going forward. And it's never different going forward, or rather, it's different for a couple of years until greed takes over again. And I think if you look back a year ago, you could hear two mantras, if you will, on Wall Street. One is how good the street's risk management was and how much sounder firms were today than they were, say, 5 or 10 years ago. And two, the mantra from the business community, if you recall, was too much regulation. Too much regulation is hampering and hurting American
competitiveness. Sarbanes-Oxley, too much accounting rules. That's
right. And so look where we are now. It's pretty radically different than that, wouldn't you say?
Bethany McLean is editor-at-large for Fortune Magazine. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.